Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And as you probably know by now, Vibe is also short for vibration, which is essentially energy in motion. So what is your energy saying? Because you, as I say, always, your energy is a language. It's a universal language that our great universe that God created is responding to. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, guess what? Your wish is my command. That is the response of the universe. However, if you're thinking good things, guess what you get back? More reasons to feel that way. So reset yourself right now and ask yourself, what is it that I want? To get yourself straight back into alignment, into a feeling good place. Now, today's show, I am going to share with you a small snippet, as it were, of my world of educating women on how to use their vibes. And I've entitled this show, How to Attract Your Prince Without Wasting Time and Lipstick on Frogs. So if you are a single, smart, ambitious woman, and you know, no matter your age, your beauty, your intelligence, or whatever it is that you think that really zings about you, and you've often wondered, why is it that some women that have these attributes that I've just described somehow attract quality men effortlessly? Because you have some of those characteristics, some of those attributes, and it doesn't work that way for you. And maybe you want to become that woman who stirs the fire in a man who pursues and wants to commit to you. So if you're opening to hearing that, then you are listening to the right show. You're going to get just that. Because my goal really is for you to not be confused. I want to end that confusion and I want to give you the answer to show you that the only way for you to attract your dream guy and achieve a dream relationship is by a personal energy transformation and to attain what I call the secret vibe. So really, this is what the essence of the show is about. Because the only way to achieve this is by walking you through, and I'm going to attempt to do that today, what is known as the Vibes Formula. Okay, that's V-I-B-E-S, and as I said to you, it's an acronym. Vision, Intention, Belief, Expectation, and Sustain. So you'll be learning about this, all about this in the next half an hour or so. This is what I'll pack into this. Please pay attention. So if you listen to the end, I'm going to actually give you a free gift, which is a free consultation with moi, dating coach extraordinaire, just to kind of give you a vibes check where your vibe is at. Yes. So please turn off your mobile phones because I don't want you to be distracted. Okay. If you're looking at Facebook, just, you know, turn your eyes away and listen to me. Because I want your full attention as this will transform your love life. I'm going to share content with you because that is my intention, okay? To transform your love life. So relax. Hope you've got a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage. Enjoy it, okay? Take it in. Take notes. So what's the story? What is the real story? Well, I'm guessing for a lot of you that, number one, it's not your fault, okay? So this is part of the real story. It's actually not your fault. Because the first thing I want to mention is that, yes, you've perhaps failed at getting the right man in the past. But I say it's not your fault because it's the fault of your conditioning. There is a lot of information out there and it can be really, really overwhelming and confusing. And this is what's blocking you from getting your true results, the result that you want. And also your fears. If I were to look at your fears, if you've been concerned in the past that you cannot succeed with finding the right man, I want to put those fears to rest. You can do this. You just need the right person to explain it to you. And that is why I'm here today. Now, when we look at what I consider the enemies, the big dating sites, they want you to think you need to go on lots and lots of dates and kiss lots of frogs. And, you know, their site will make you, you know, your life successful. But I'm here to tell you that they're wrong. Okay? They have their own reasons for wanting you to think that, but it's not true. So if you ever thought the dating world wanted you to fail, then you're probably right. Because think about it, they don't profit or benefit from you succeeding. The difference with me is that I want you to succeed, okay? I want you to succeed. So that's what I'm here for. I know you have a dream to find life balance and to meet the right person. And I want to show you how to make that happen during this show. Sound good? I hope that you're saying yes right now. So you may be wondering whether you can or you can't. But what I'm going to share with you today, I can understand that that is a valid concern. But I know you're probably thinking, what's going to be different about this show, that you've heard it all before? And, well, will you really actually get the solution you've been looking for? But I'm telling you that you can do this. I believe that you can. And as we go through today, I'm going to show you a unique approach that has worked for different people of all different backgrounds. You know, each and every one of us, we've got our unique set of challenges that we've actually brought to the table. So I know that you can do this, okay? So for people that don't really know my background story, I'm going to share with you why I believe I'm qualified to teach on this particular topic. Maybe that has crossed your mind. So let me just tell you a little bit about my background, just in case you're not aware of it. So I'm often referred to as the vibes coach, and I help and I specialize in helping women break the pattern of attracting, and I'm putting in inverted commas, the wrong men, so that they can attract the right men. And I help them to do that so that they project an energy that helps them become the perfect match to the type of man that they want to attract. And I do this because I base my teachings on the principles of the law of attraction, which I'll go into a bit more later on, that states that like energy attracts like energy. So my story is that when I was a little girl, I was very much into fairy tales. You know, I thought I was a princess. But then around the age of 11, my low self-esteem kicked in because my high self-esteem was shattered. Because my father at the time, who should have been my role model, who should have set the standards for me, was very abusive. Okay, he was unloving, he was emotionally unavailable, and I was abused verbally, physically, and sexually. So it's not surprising then that as a young adult, I then entered into an abusive relationship. But luckily for me, around my early 20s, I entered into counseling, and that basically put me on a path of self-discovery. And one of the things that really stuck out for me, and what I quote to women worldwide, is that even though I was lost, I hadn't lost my value. So I liken it to you know, you having maybe $10 in your hand, and you know you've put the $10 somewhere, you can't find it, but it hasn't lost its value. That's why you're actually looking for it, right? So even though it's lost, it hasn't lost its value. So I went on a journey to find out who Valerie Campbell is, to find out my self-worth. Yes? And as a result of the counselling, I ended up reading loads of personal development books, going down that route. And I built up my self-esteem to a point where I landed a job at Environmental Services, where I eventually ended up managing 120 men day in and day out for just over 10 years. I was the only female, the only black female present there. And while I was there, I got on really well with the guys, you know, and I learned so much. I got huge insights into how men think, their views on relationships, and I just became really comfortable around men. You can imagine 10 years, I would, yes. And I learned man code. I became their confidant. You know, they would tell me their stories, their relationship issues. And I kind of learned what aspects of me that men would relate to in a high quality way. Because remember, I was also their manager. So I became very clear on the qualities that they liked, and that allowed me to be heard. And it wasn't because I was nice. Okay. So when I passed that information onto my girlfriends, they cheekily called it the vibe, because essentially my energy had changed. So they would say to me, Valerie, you know what? You actually need to kind of like package this stuff. And so that's why I wrote my book. That was what spurred me to actually end up writing my book called She's Got That Vibe, which you can find on Amazon. And, you know, it has really pretty amazing reviews, and it's helped a lot of women. So I run workshops. I have an audiobook on my website. So if you go to valerieacampbell.com/audiobook, you will find it there. And I write articles. I'm currently writing a new book. And these women that I coach, eventually became a coach, I have these women who also know the secret vibe, and it helps them to attract effortlessly high quality men, giving them choice. And I do this because I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference through various mediums. I don't do it what I do for credibility or to look good in front of other people. I do it because I want women to live a life of freedom from confusion within themselves and get the answers that they deserve. You know, relationships are the vineyard of this planet, and it's good relationships that set example for the future generations. So you can see that I've done a lot of things right, but I've also done a lot of things wrong. But one of the biggest discoveries that I made is that regardless of what you've tried, online dating, speed dating, wading through frogs with the lipstick and the stilettos, and dressing to kill, all of that, none of that matters, as it is impossible to attract the right guy if your vibe isn't right. Absolutely impossible. Not to mention lonely, because even if you're in a relationship with the wrong guy, it can be lonely. Let's face it. So the days of actually settling and simply putting up with a guy who doesn't meet your standards are long gone. This is the age of standing in your power, projecting the right vibe to attract the right guy. So what if you could? What if you could change your vibe and drive a man crazy with desire for the real you? And do it with minimum effort. You know, I discovered it the hard way. And a lot of my clients, they experienced a radical increase in attractiveness. They were chased by gorgeous guys. They stopped settling for less. They attracted masculine men who sought to prioritize them, provide for them, profess their love, and to protect them. And they learned knowledge how to maintain the ideal relationship. And so they were able to attract their prince in record time. And this could be you. This could be you having a loving connection with yourself, embracing and relaxing in your feminine energy, and just simply allowing yourself to be loved, flaws included. So I'm going to share with you three secrets, and I'm going to see if I can break it down, bearing in mind the time, as quickly as I can. So the first secret I'm going to share with you is secret number one. I'm going to share with you for you to learn a little known truth that you need to know to avoid kissing any more frogs. Secret two is to do with your magnetism. I'm going to teach you how you can stand out in the crowd and attract a high quality guy without the stilettos. And secret three, I'm just going to touch on my 5-step proven formula, which is the surest way to attract true love effortlessly without wasting time and lipstick. So let's just jump straight into it. So secret number one is, I'm going to share, I want you to discover a little known truth that you need to avoid to just stop kissing frogs. Because there is a lie that's staring you in the face every day. And if you're blind to it, you will forever fail to attract true love. And it's to do with a myth that you're holding in your mind. And the myth states basically that if you find Mr. Right, if you kiss just enough frogs, then Mr. Right will show up. Well, I'm about to reveal a little known truth that those not so smart and not so pretty girls are in the know of. And it's this. There is no such thing as Mr. Right. In fact, there's no such thing as Mr. Wrong. There is only you. There is only Mr. Perfect Match, energetically speaking. Mr. Perfect Match to the unconscious spoken beliefs you have of yourself. Why? Because you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. The lie is that when you believe in myths, you absolve yourself of responsibility of truly looking within. And what do you end up doing? Abandoning your power. I remember once speaking to a client, and you know, she was a little bit irate. She said that, you know, men used her for sex, that they were liars. And I asked her, why was it that she slept with them so quickly? Because she said usually after the second date. And she said that that's what she kind of felt, that that's what's expected. And I asked her, well, what did you expect of yourself? And the reason why I asked her that is because she was lying to herself in actually sleeping on the second date. She did what they expected, but it wasn't what Jenny expected of herself. So she was actually lying to herself. Okay. So I say that because what you attract is all you. It's a reflection of who you are. It's your match, good or bad. That is how the universe works. Okay. So think about it. The men that you allow into your life is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself. Because you let them in. Think about it. Was Jenny honoring her truth? You accept the love that you think you deserve. Because think about it. Tell me, what is the most important thing in a relationship? You. The most important relationship you will ever have is the one that you have with yourself. Even when I think about flipping the script, the number one complaint from men is of women wanting to change them. So let me give you a story. There's a woman who walks into a pet store with the intention of buying a cat. She sees a cute looking dog. She takes the dog home. But remember, her intention is to buy a cat, right? And she takes the dog home, and then she's wondering, why is the dog not meowing like a cat? The moral of that story is that a cat is a cat and a dog is a dog. Do not try to change a man. You can change yourself. You have no right to change somebody else. That is their choice how they want to live. It's either that person is a match to you or they're not. But women, you try to change men and you really don't have the right. So how high is your self-value? You have to take responsibility for how you show up and stop blaming others. Because to attract the one, you have to become the one. And so that's secret number one. Secret number two is this: your magnetism. So how is it that you can stand out in the crowd and attract a high quality guy without stilettos? Have you ever looked at somebody and felt their energy, felt their power oozing from them? You can actually just tell how they feel about themselves by their aura, like whether they're confident or whether they're shy, whether they think highly of themselves. You can feel the energy, you can feel the vibration from them, can't you? So who are you? The feeling that you're actually feeling from that person, that's emanating from that person, is their vibration. Now that feeling or that emotion, energy in motion, attracts. It will magnetize someone to you who has a matching energy. So what you think about yourself, you actually radiate a vibe which is picked up by others. And it literally calls them into you. You attract that other person. And that's what the law of attraction is about, okay? Like energy attracts like energy. So you are actually a walking magnet, and it's your, what I call your secret vibe, that will get you noticed. So you really need to understand your power. You know, your self-beliefs determine how you feel about yourself. And your feelings, your emotions are actually vibrations. And your vibrations is what causes attraction. And it's that then determines your reality. Yes? So you don't attract what you want. You attract who you are. It's your vibes that radiate your real degree of self-worth, which depends on how you feel about yourself. So let me tell you the story of one of my clients, Gillian. So Gillian is a young lady, and there was this guy that she liked. She really liked him, decided to get involved in a relationship with him. But then she realized that she wasn't getting how she wanted to feel in a relationship. And she'd expressed how she wanted to feel, but she wasn't getting hurt. She didn't feel like she was getting hurt. So she, you know, rightly so, thought, okay, this is how I want to feel. I'm not going to attach my feelings to this particular guy. He has the right to live how he wants to. And so she stepped. Yes, she held fast to her vibe. She held fast to her set of self-beliefs. Okay. Remember, your set of self-beliefs also include your boundaries, because when you hold fast to what you believe in about yourself, that is a boundary. It's polarizing. It kind of determines, yeah, you can step to me. No, you can't step next to me. Okay. But when she held fast to her vibe, what it actually did is it proved to the universe that she wasn't playing. that she was serious, to the point where she was prepared to walk, and so she walked. Now, to him, she became irresistible. She became irresistible because she stuck to how she felt about herself. Men respect stuff like that. He came back offering everything she had asked for, offering to travel, when before he said he didn't have time to travel. Now he was offering to take her 5-star and try new things that she had mentioned was really important to him. Now that can be your story too. Being irresistible is not just for other women. It's not that all the good men are taken. To a quality smart man, your attractiveness is your vibe, because you reflect who you are on the inside. This is what makes you stand out from the crowd as the woman for him, not the stilettos or a size 12 hourglass body. That's trivia outside of your vibration. Yes, of course, it's important to be physically attractive to the man that you want to attract. That's actually essential. But that's what attracts him to you. But your vibe, oh my gosh, that is on a different level. So remember, you attract who you are, not what you want. So let's go straight to secret 3. And this is the proven 5-step formula that I've actually crafted. It was downloaded to me by God's universe. And it's the surest way to attract true love effortlessly without wasting time and lipstick again. So with this formula, you will never have to ask yourself, what could I have done differently? Why is he backpedaling? Wearing masks to attract a man or try to control and manipulate him, or even do online dating unless you feel inspired to, okay? Or tie yourself up in knots of anxiety. You know, first of all, you have to ask yourself, well, how serious am I when it comes to wanting a loving, intimate and meaningful relationship? Because there's something I always say, that you will never catch a ball unless you're ready to catch it. So if you want a great catch, then you need to get ready. You need to be able to hear the coach's voice. Okay, so that's me right there. One of my clients, Isabel, she's age 40, single, childless. She was feeling dejected. She was feeling anxious, very low-spirited young lady. And she kept attracting, in her own words, angry guys. Afterwards, her passion of life reignited. She started dancing salsa again. And talking about after coaching, she began to attract a host of admirers. One guy in 61 days. She implemented her newfound boundaries, which I helped her to discover and employ, and also her new understanding of how men think. So the formula that I actually took her through was number one, vision. Okay, so when I take you through this, it's about you not being blind to who you really are, understanding your full power. Bring in what's in the dark within you that you've hid for so many years into the dark. Because what you have hidden in the dark place, that is where the devil resides. And he will use that to make you weak. So you have to bring it out into the light so that the devil no more has power over you. Okay, he can't use that to blackmail you, to make you feel ashamed, not speak out for yourself. This is about getting clear with who you are, what you want, being really, really honest with yourself. Okay? Because how can you create a vision of a relationship if you don't even know who you are? Okay, so this is about bringing out, no longer being blind to your high value. And then the second part of the formula is, now let's create an intention. Let's really get clear of what you want in a relationship. Let's get clear on how you want to feel in a relationship. And that's the most important thing. It's not about, oh, I want a guy with blue eyes and blonde hair. You only want that because you think it's going to make you feel a certain way. So let's get to the crux. How do you want to feel in a relationship? Because that's how you have to feel in order to attract like energy. You see? And then I take you through your beliefs. What beliefs are you holding that you have accrued throughout your conditioning years, through your experience of relationships? What conditioning are you holding on to? What energy, bad energy, are you holding on to? And remember, that energy is because of what you're thinking about, the beliefs that you're holding. So we're going to re-engineer backwards and we're going to erase some of those beliefs that's limiting you from moving forward into a beautiful relationship to get you into the vibration of what you want. And then I'll take you through expectation, which is the E part of the formula. How do you guard your mind? How do you allow this man to come into your life? Are you going to stay on faith road or are you going to stay on doubt road? How do you follow your intuition? How do you enforce your boundaries? Because remember, when you ask God for something, it's like ordering something from Amazon. You expect it to be delivered. And sometimes you have to sign for it, right? And what do? You make sure you show up. So this part, expectation, is about how do you show up for what you've asked for? Yeah, because God always answers prayers. He uses the resources of his universe to make it come to you. And then I share with you tools that I use to help you sustain that new vibe. Yeah, because you are becoming a creature of new habit, a creature of the secret vibe. So this is about enforcing new habits and giving you accountability tools to do that. So I've come up to almost half an hour, and that is the way that you meet your true love. Another story I can quickly share with you, Eve. She said that she felt like a magnet for married men when I met her. Heartbroken, didn't trust her own choices in men. Very attractive, had a vibe of low self-worth, overcompensated in her relationships. How many of you do that? And afterwards, she began to feel really amazing about herself and her future after I coached her. Very clear on her boundaries and her wants in a man. She met her dream guy 76 days after working with her. And now they're in a very serious relationship and talking about settling down. So, ladies, this formula works. So if this sounds like you, if you're interested in any way, shape or form, please go to valerieacampbell.com/apply and book up a free consultation with me. Let's check where your vibe is at and let's move forward. As always, it's always fantastic speaking with you. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. 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 Bows to the divine in you.